You're on the record.
Good morning, everybody. Who do we have?
Let me do roll call.
Sure, let's just call. Well, I want to make sure we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Okay. So let's call the meeting to order. Good morning. So, Corinne, would you roll call the board members?
Mr. Wilkin.
Present from Fairbanks.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday. Mr. Kennedy.
Here. I'm in Wasilla.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett.
I'm here.
Ms. Brown.
Here.
Mr. Dick.
Here from Juneau.
Mr. Pruitt.
Here at the conference room.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right. So next up is staff and public.
Okay. Let's start with at the table here.
John Springsteen, Ada.
Mark Davis, Ada.
Brenda Applegate, Ada.
Ada.
Carson Rodvik, Ada.
Mike Kempinen, Ada.
Sherry Severson, Ada.
Brent Kempinen, Ada. Do we have any public on the phone?
All right.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Gail Sorensen. I'm in Dillingham.
Gail Sorensen, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any other public?
Brian Bjorkis, Department of Law.
Okay. Sounds like we got everybody.
Thank you. Item number four on our agenda is the agenda approval. I will look for a motion to put the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second? Thank you.
Second.
Any additions, deletions, comments? Hearing none, the agenda for today is approved. Item number five, public comments. I'll remind everybody that make a public comment, limit to 3 minutes, get your full name and affiliation if there is anybody. So is anybody online wishing to make a public comment? Anybody online? Hearing none and seeing nobody in the room, I'll close public comments at this time. That brings us to item number seven, new business. Item A, resolution G16-16 FY 2018 dividend recommendation. And with that, I will go to John.
Thanks, Chair. So resolution G16-16 FY 2018 dividend recommendation regards approval by the board of the dividend to be paid to the state. The staff recommendation is for fiscal year 2018 dividend of $12,883,000. This dividend recommendation is subject to ADA's cash flow constraints and ADA's operating performance and is based on ADA's realized income, or in other words, what ADA actually earned.
All right, John, thank you. So before us is the resolution. I'd like to get, the best way to do it is to get the resolution on the table for discussion. So is there a motion?
Yes, I'm prepared to make a motion, please, to approve the resolution G16-16. Thanks.
Is there a second?
Wilton, second.
Second. Is that Russ? Was that you, Mr. Dick, for the second?
Harry can take it. That's fine.
Wilkin, second.
Okay.
All right. So let's open it up for discussion. If I can't see anybody's hands, I'm sure someone's raising them.
Mr. Chairman, I'll start. I'll be supporting the staff recommendation for reasons. The first is it is a staff recommendation, and it's backed up by financial data from our organization, and it's based on the capacity for us to retain the monies in our organization to account for perhaps upcoming events in 2017 that will require cash. So I find that the arguments from staff are compelling. Secondly, it is essentially a 34% distribution as opposed to last year was a 25. So we are moving from the 25% to 34 back to 50 where it had had resided since 1998. So that's good movement, I think. And all of these things I'm couching in the, if I was sitting at a witness table in the legislature and having to defend why we aren't giving the maximum amount. So I would note that we are moving back to the 50%. I would note that it is double what we gave last year. Last year, 6.3 million. This year, 12.6. I think it's 12.6. Whatever. What 12 is it? 12.8. 12.9. So we're again moving in the right direction. And fourth, and the most important thing, I sent an email out yesterday. I would really, I'm following up on our chairman's recommendation or discussion that he had floated about how we calculate the dividend. I guess I'm frankly surprised that we haven't discussed this before, but now that we have, it's very appropriate for us to decide how we're going to do it. And the chair has, when we spoke yesterday, has given me assurance that we will have this on our agenda, and I would hope that all of us would think about how we would structure the dividend moving forward. One, to show that we recognize to the legislature, we recognize we're not giving maximum amount, but we have a need for the additional cash. And two, we have recognized there's perhaps a fallacy in the way we calculate the dividend, and we're restructuring that. And that's something I'll speak strongly in favor of, to get rid of this, what I would call a whipsaw effect, primarily caused by unrealized earnings, either positive or negative. So with that, with those four things, and the assurance from our chair that we will spend some time at the board meeting, prefaced by perhaps some staff work on the options, and there are many, of which I have, just humbly, I have three, but with that assurance that we will discuss this and make a decision one way or the other at a coming board meeting, I'll be supporting the resolution. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. If I can follow up with that, it's planned for a discussion purpose in January, and probably final, unless it's so simple that we all understand it, probably the following month for a policy or a resolution from the board, so that we can kind of put this subject matter to bed.
It would be nice if we make our decision in February prior to any sort of testimony happening in Juneau, so that we can say we've been proactive and we have already done something to flatten out the dividend calculation. So I agree, February would be an excellent date for a final decision, if indeed we're going to change it, subject to our discussions.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Any other comments?
Hi, it's Dan. As maker of the motion, I'd like to support passing this resolution. I've read through carefully the staff's analysis on their recommendation. I'm supportive of staff's recommendation. And I also wanted to thank Mr. Wilkin for his outline email yesterday that he just reviewed just a moment ago of his ideas for moving forward. And I look forward to a further discussion of this important fiduciary responsibility of the board. Thank you, Mr. Prue.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, Dana, this is Russell. I speak in favor of staff's recommendation and the current resolution as well. And I, as always, would like to thank Mr. Wilkin for so eloquently laying out the analysis behind it. I don't need to repeat everything. So with that, I support the recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Love you, man.
Thank you. That
credit where credit is due. This is Dana's idea, not mine. So I was just kind of the messenger.
Good ideas.
Mr. Chairman, this is Elaine.
Yes, Elaine.
I would like to support the staff's recommendation also on the dividend, and I look forward to our further discussion on the dividend discussion in January and February.
Okay, thank you, Elaine. And I would like people to really think about this, you know, so we have a good discussion in January, just by the way, on this topic, so we can hit the ground running, so to speak. Let's see, Jerry.
I think you know what I think. I am going to support the resolution. I think there's a lot of good logic in the resolution. I certainly hope that ADA is able to employ the $6 million in a way that is better than which the legislature would choose to use it.
Well, I hope we both have the best interest of the state at heart, Jerry, on that.
Exactly.
Mr. Chair, could I ask, when is the check written?
When do we
send the money to the state?
This is Brenda. We distribute the money to the state in quarterly installments throughout the fiscal year.
Of 2018. So that'll be from?
Starting July 1, 2017, we would start writing those checks every quarter.
Okay.
And you go installment.
So I guess my question is, what prompted us to have a special meeting in order to get this done by the end of the year? I thought it had to be decided, but I was reading through the backup, and it didn't seem like we had to make a decision by the end of the year. I don't have any problem with this at all. I just was more curious on process.
Well, this is Brenda again. I know that the governor's budget, the 2018 budget, will have this as a component, and OMB was waiting for a number from us so they know how much to put in the governor's budget. Other than that, I don't.
Yeah, historically, we've included it in our mandatory report of ADA's financial performance January 10th. So that's been included as part of our history.
Mr. Wilkes, well, Mark Davis, since I worked on this a long time ago as a lawyer at inception, is because of the OMB cycle that Brenda, the governor's office wants to know what each agency may contribute to the budget.
Yeah, I understand that, but the budget's coming out sometime today, so this number won't appear in the December 15th budget.
Yes, it will.
So we are either way ahead or we're a quarter behind. Is that correct?
We had some difficulties in related to pension benefit calculations and how that flowed through the ADA income statement and coming to finalization of our statutory net income. Because of delay in information received at ADA, we didn't have a feasible way to move this discussion forward because we didn't have, audited financial statements with a statutory net income number.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as getting ADA's financial statements completed, we are dependent on the state PERS statements to be completed, and those were delayed last year and again this year. So.
Okay. So the reason we've had a special meeting is to meet the January 5th deadline. Is that what you said, John?
We've included this information in our January 10th report.
And that's a monthly report?
No, it's an annual.
An annual report. And so we wanted it in the January 10th report, and we didn't meet until the 11th. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any issue with it at all. I just was interested in why the special meeting. So, okay.
Yeah, we've been running hard and fast with when the information was available, sir.
Sure. May I ask John, who is going to set up the discussion for our January 11th meeting? And I have three suggestions on how we would flatten it out, and others probably have some too. So whomever that's going to be, could they get a hold of me and I'll just roll out my three ideas, and we could surely have just some very simple models, and everybody else would have some ideas on how to do it. But if we had those in the hopper before January 11th, we could really make big strides in January and be all ready for a February vote if indeed we need to wait a month.
Yeah, certainly. And we'll follow up with you, and I've got some key staff in mind to meet the need.
Yeah, and others too. And whoever else has an idea, we could just know who is going to lead that charge to have it do the preparatory work for the board meeting. Then we can all be ready, and it should be a really easy discussion and an interesting discussion. So thank you.
That's good. Michael had something he wanted to add a comment to.
I just wanted to add that in substance, this is actually consistent with the board's adoption last year, approval to take to the legislature, the GASB bill, which took the unrealized gains and losses out of the calculation, which I think is trying to put forward again this year. So that has nothing to do with if you want to average it out over different years, but if in fact we hadn't got caught up in what happened last year, the statutory definition of what is used for net income that you paid a dividend on would have already netted these things out and we wouldn't have this discussion. So in addition to what Board Member Wilkin put forward as rationale, the board needs to remember that this is actually consistent with what it asked the legislature last year, and there was zero pushback or changes in what the statutory change would have been, which would have got us basically to the same number. So this year's financial results are a perfect example, not only the GASB 31 mark to market, but also we had talked about GASB 68 and at some point 72, and then 75 will come along with the medical will cost swing. So this is, in substance, absolutely consistent with the prior decision of the board to pay dividend on realized results.
Okay. I don't know if I like GASB or not, quite frankly, but
several of us feel that way.
Yeah. I guess I'm not the only one.
No.
All right. Any further comments before I ask Quinn to the vote? Hearing none, Quinn, would you please poll the board?
Mr. Wilkin.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday. Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett.
Yes.
Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Dick.
Yes.
Mr. Pruth. Motion carries.
Thank you, Quinn. Next up is director comments. John, do you have any comments?
Just that the next regularly scheduled board meeting will be on Wednesday, January 11th, 2017, and we'll be prepared for discussion with this business.
Yes, this is, so I'll go right to board comments. A couple quick things I like to say is this is really important, and that I would encourage everybody to think very hard on a solution. For me, it's about recognition of the efforts of the ADA folks and the actual results that they get. And then the other thing is about stability and consistency so that the state itself and revenue can have a consistent revenue stream and they can plan accordingly. That's been taken down all the other GASB issues that's going to happen and the pension and all those issues. But from my perspective, I think it's important that we can give them good numbers sooner than later, and so that's my comment. The next comment I'd like to make is that I met with John yesterday, and today, if I can say today, John, your guys are going to get the draft letter I plan on sending to Governor Walker on AO 281. So if you would, if you guys see anything that looks out of the ordinary or something that you didn't think was quite right or you want to add or something, please feel free to get back to me. I'd like to send that letter out at some point tomorrow, before the end of the week. And so, that's what's on my list. Is any of the other board member comments?
I want to ask Jerry, what time does the budget drop, Jerry?
Noon.
Noon time? Okay, thank you.
12 o'clock and the revenue forecast for 2018 will be out on, the fall forecast will be out at noon also. But I'm in Hawaii, so I really don't know this.
Oh, I see. You didn't say that, Jerry. You were, they're all came with Anchorage and Juneau and Fairbanks. No one, you didn't come out on that one.
Yeah, Chairman Cruz, it's Dan Kennedy. I wanted to thank the chairman. I wanted to thank the chairman for all his hard work, not only on this special board meeting today and thoughts on the dividend, but also your hard work working with staff, especially John, on the 281 issue. Thank you very much, Dana.
You bet, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, any further comments, or I'm going to ask for an adjournment.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas. Count your blessings.
Thank you. Do you have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
I'm moved.
Yeah.
Thank you, and folks, Merry Christmas. And look forward to your comments back.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.